Listen, I'm in a very small office with two very hot lights that have their own fans.
They have fans. Yeah. Oh, now I got
it. Well, it gets hot in here, so I also have a Dyson fan off camera that's trying to keep me cool.
Okay, let me explain how sound works. There's no such thing as off camera when it comes to sound.
Well, I've got this little fuzzy thing.
All sound is on camera.
I've got this fuzzy thing that's supposed to block out the wind noise.
You think that
I don't know.
Is going to block it out?
I guess we'll find out on the final cut.
All that blocks is in.
So basically, the way we're starting off this show is the blinds behind me suck, and
they're awful.
And the sound coming in from the side sucks.
Yeah.
What else?
I like you.
Thanks.
I said that.
Okay.
I said I went on the record before we were recording. I said, but I love you. I think the blinds are gross.
The blinds are not great. That's why I want a green screen. I could put a dinosaur behind me.
I'm replacing this photo behind me.
With what? Another photo?
I took a great photo in La Jolla.
Mm-hmm.
You won't believe this because it feels antithetical to everything I believe because it involves a bird, but it's got a really cool, like, moody imagery, and I think it will look amazing printed.
How did you manage to capture a picture of a bird as you're running away from it?
So I would love to take credit for this photo and pretend like I'm a genius. Because the photo itself is actually really good, but the bird is purely accidental. So I saw a pelican taking off, and I took this photo. It's a landscape, and the pelican ended up landing dead lined with the horizon.
Oh, nice.
And it's, like, overcast, it's dark, it's moody, and the pelican looks almost black with, like, this little subtle glow. Check it. I just sent it to you. Check it out.
Oh, is that what came through?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a nice picture.
Isn't that cool?
That's a very nice picture.
I thought it was really nifty.
Did you take that on your fancy Q2?
That was on the Q2.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
It would have looked better on a Q3, but
I don't have one of those. I can't see that.
I'm just trying to rub it in now. I'm waiting for when you tell me that you ordered it. Although, yeah. I did see a video today on my YouTube feed that talked about getting rid of the Q3. So,
oh, already?
I should send that to you.
Because people didn't make enough money on their Q2 videos, probably. So they're like, oh, let me make an anti-Q3 video now.
Most likely.
Yeah.
All right.
Let me tell you what you shouldn't do. Buy any cameras based on what a YouTuber says. Because they're probably not using that camera.
To be fair,
yeah,
that is very hypocritical of you. Because almost everything you buy is based on what Peter McKinnon says. Hi, Peter.
Well, I mean, fly the flag, buddy. Yeah. But that's the one YouTuber I believe in.
Gotcha.
Right. Him and Maddie Hapoya. I love Maddie, actually.
Yeah, Maddie's cool, too.
What Maddie says.
Maddie's cool, too. I also like Marquez. This is very strategic, because we're naming all the people who get a lot of viewers in hopes of them watching this.
Yeah, they're not watching.
I know.
Yeah, Marquez, in between playing Ultimate Frisbee and having 10 million followers, he's watching you and I talk about nothing. Do we even have a topic this week?
We do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, kind of.
A friend of mine asked me very specifically for a topic today, so I'm interested in what you chose.
Oh, we're fucked then.
Because that's not what it is.
I don't know what the topic was, but
I told him to go to your work and tell you that you were the topic master.
And nobody came to my work to tell me anything.
No one?
No.
No one came to see you today?
No.
Also, you know what I learned?
Huh.
Okay, there's a cue for you to edit something called Hi Future Amir, but sometimes you just leave it in, which is very inappropriate. Like, you really need to edit those moments out.
But it is funny.
Not as funny as you think.
I wonder if the Jeopardy, us singing a Jeopardy theme will make it.
Oh, God. Please not.
Actually,
you know what's in my head?
Hmm.
So,
wait, am I going to be mad at you for getting into my head as well?
Probably.
Go ahead.
When we were in New York, we went to see a show on Broadway. Have you heard of Anne Juliet?
No.
So, it's a musical, obviously. Hmm. And the idea is William Shakespeare is about to launch Romeo and Juliet.
Okay.
It's the premiere night.
Okay.
And his wife, Anne, shows up and says, well, that ending is terrible. Why would she kill herself for a guy she only knew for 36 hours?
Spoiler alert.
So she rewrites the ending to Romeo and Juliet where Juliet lives. And so they're rewriting the play live as, you know, it's going on,
yeah.
And it's very funny. It's kitschy. It's not like going to win a Tony. Although the Anne Hathaway character is amazing. She's fantastic. Not that Anne Hathaway, his wife. And the reason it's interesting is it only plays 90s and early 2000s pop songs.
Oh.
So, like, why should I write it that way is because I want it that way.
As it should be.
Like, William Shakespeare comes out to, "All you people, can't you see, can't you see?" Like, so I have had the Backstreet Boys, Britney Spears. I'm not going to spoil anything, but I have to tell you the best. So another man falls in love with Juliet, right?
Okay.
And so she sings, and they don't change any words. "Oops, I did it again."
you know.
And if you think about the words to that song,
it sounds like it fit perfectly.
So you can find it on your music app of choice, the Anne Juliet soundtrack. Listen to the whole thing.
Okay.
You know every word, but take it into the context of what it is. And it led to one of my favorite moments in New York, which I'll tell you offline. It was really impressive.
Gotcha. So I feel like if I tag every person that we have mentioned so far, we're going to get millions of views on this.
Oh, the dream. We're going to go from 3 to 1 million.
And then back to 2.
Yeah. Next episode.
Yeah. So, okay. Next episode. So I really spent a lot of time trying to think about what we were going to talk about.
Yeah.
And then you and I talked a little bit the other day as well. And then I went off a tangent. And I started thinking about the show more. And really, like, just kind of what are we doing, right?
Yeah.
And I think we talked about this maybe last episode or a couple episodes. Or maybe it was off air and we cut it out. I don't remember. But, you know, like, we started almost 3 years ago, with a little podcast. By the way, RIP 21 Pod, it is officially done.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's gone. But it's with us forever, but it's gone.
Yeah.
So we started a few years back with our first pod, and the purpose of that was because I was living 1,200 miles away, and it was a way for us to connect. We would talk on the phone often, and we figured, like, the shit we talk about might be entertaining, so let's just do a hobby. It was COVID. It was pandemic. Let's do a podcast.
Yep.
And over time, we developed quite a bit of followers. Like, not millions by any means. Not thousands, but we did well. We did well by our standards for what we did and didn't have.
Very low bar.
Yeah. And there were episodes in there that talked about different specific topics. And, you know, we probably did 74 topics on diets and 85 on cameras and, like, one on something else. And that was all 3 seasons of the podcast. But it was more about me and you connecting and just talking about whatever.
Right.
And then we took some time off. We started this podcast. We kind of came up with a bunch of ideas around what is it going to look like? What is it going to feel like? Yada, yada, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, we picked Skinny Fries. It's an inside joke between you and I. And I love the topic. I love the title. And we had this, like, what's the skinny? That was your idea. Kind of like, what's the skinny? I thought that was really cool. We both did. And we started thinking about what that would look like and sound like and feel like. And this has progressed a lot in the past, I don't know, this is what, episode 15 or so of our show?
Yeah.
And it went from picking a topic to talking about whatever to some good debates where I was right and you were wrong.
I don't remember that episode. Yeah,
no, I don't expect it.
Did that one not make it out?
And so I don't, you know, what I've really been thinking about is, like, what are we doing again? And I thought maybe instead of worrying so much about what are we doing, let's just go back to why we are doing it, right? The last episode we talked about, like, the reason why. And really, it's about our friendship and talking about the things, most of the things we talk about, because some of that stuff, you know, is edited for television. So I really want to just go back to basics and let's not put too much thought into it. Let's just get together once a week, once every other week, whatever that looks like for our schedules.
Yeah.
And let's put on a show and let's just talk about whatever we want to talk about and just do it. Just have fun doing it. Doesn't matter. You know, at the end of the day, I don't think anybody's going to listen to our podcast because we're the experts in any topic that we might talk about.
No.
But what I hope is that people who listen to our podcast will listen to it, and people who watch us on YouTube will watch us on YouTube because they can relate to us, to our friendship, to our discussions, sure. to the conversations that we have about whatever. They may not really relate to the topics, but they can relate to the connection, yeah. right? And so that's kind of the idea. I would love to get your thoughts on that vision and see what happens.
Yeah. You know, I think what you said in the beginning, and we covered this a little bit at the end of last week's pod, right? Or mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago. This is about a way for us to cultivate our friendship.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that the primary purpose of this podcast and the reason I hope people would want to listen to it is not because we're experts on anything. In fact, if that's the reason you want to listen to something, I could suggest some podcasts that are probably pretty great for you. They'll be well-researched. They'll mm-hmm. be thoughtful. They'll be well-produced. Like, those are fantastic. But the podcasts that I enjoy listening to the most almost feel like I'm sitting in the car with my friends.
Yeah.
And usually I'm yelling at the car and they can't hear me. But like, they're having a conversation about a thing that if we were all together, we'd be having, right? Mm-hmm. And those are the ones that I want to hear. So any chance that we get to just be together and talk about things that we care about is super fun for me. Now, you kind of hid behind this thing, and I think it's okay that we can say this part out loud. The reason we don't talk about the things that you and I talk about the most is both of you and I have a job we really love.
Mm-hmm.
And we in no way want to ever jeopardize that job.
Correct.
And so we're just not going to touch on topics that are related to the industries that you and I work in. Now, everything in the world relates to the industries you and I right. work in right. some capacity, but we're not going to go down a road of deep diving the stuff that we, you know, do for our employment.
Right. Exactly.
And you know what? If you want to know that stuff, be our friend, hang out, and we talk about that stuff every day. But the podcast is a place for us to talk about all the other things.
That's right.
Whether that's, you know, a submersible submarine or whether that's, you know, whatever the topic of the day is.
Presidential right? campaign.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to go from anything from there to pride to whatever, right?
Sure. Like,
there's things that we care about that we get to talk about. So I love that idea. I think part of what's interesting, and I'll go back to what the person who asked me to do a topic today, not because this is our topic for this week, but I wanted to put this in your brain.
Yeah.
So I had asked, solicited from a couple people that I know that listen to us, like, what do you want to hear? Like, what would you like to hear us talk about? And one of them very specifically today asked me to talk about diets. And I was like, well,
they just opened up a huge can of worms.
But we did that, right? On episode 2.
And on season 1 and season 2 and season 3.
Okay, and what do you think that person said to that? What you just said? No, I didn't listen to you then.
Oh, awesome. That's fair.
Like, we operate in the world where, of course, everyone knows our principles on fill in the blank topic.
Right.
I think the actual fun, though, and the reason I said I'm glad when you said 21 Pod is off the air, is some of those topics are remarkably different today. My perspective on vehicle charging is different today than it was 4 years ago, and so
sure.
is yours.
Sure.
And I think it's perfectly okay for us to go back and talk about things we've talked about before because we probably have new perspective on them.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be good for us and for whoever listens today because those few thousand people that listen to the old podcast probably don't listen to this one. They probably didn't make it over as much as we wish they would have.
Yeah.
And so I just also want to remind you not to be afraid to repeat things because I don't think that this audience knows that. Our wives listen to us out of pity anyway. So they're going to put up with it either way. And I think that's okay.
Skinny fries.